The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
Okay, we're back for episode 34 of Queen of Embers. Every time, Nick. I see what you're trying to do. We're going to pick right back up where we left off as we were preparing for the journey with Master Wolfgang and others. He continues talking about it. You can see that already Commander Tannenfelder and his group of brigandine soldiers begin to head west, beyond Durendal, toward the direction that the sun will set. It is almost midday now. You've tended to some shopping, some purchases, spilling the coin that has been given to you with the Baroness's captain upon it. We did it off camera for our viewers to spare you the shopping trip. Because nobody wants to watch that. Or if they do, I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah.
Your patrons.
Sometimes I'd like to know what you bought, just not the process of going through buying it.
That's right. So let's go around the table. Tell me, what did you buy?
I bought some mail armor.
What did you trade in?
My leather armor.
Nice. What about yourself, Harper?
I got a metal shield, so that way I have the protective quality, which allows me to block incoming projectile weapons. Not gunpowder, though. And then I also got a military lance to replace my fire-hardened spear. I felt like that was a
nice,
decent upgrade. So it has the powerful reach and vicious qualities.
Ooh. Not bad. Banneker?
Arrows.
Alright.
Arrows. That ain't cheap.
Alistair?
I bought some leather armor and traded in my quilted. It's difficult for him to... He's a big man, and armor is expensive. So
he's 6 feet.
He is over 6 feet.
Elisa?
Bought quilted armor, a hunting bow, and arrows.
Then yourself,
Warren, purchased a variety of healing equipment and consumables, including a plague mask.
I did have a question for you, actually, before we get started. I'm trying to find where hirelings might be in the book.
There's a section at the beginning of Trapping that talks about wages.
Yep. It's the second page, I believe. Second or third page.
216, I believe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wages. So you see, like, professional bodyguards would get paid 80 brass pennies a day.
So what I might do is, in addition, while we were doing our thing, is that I look for somebody who basically knows the road. Just hire a guide.
Navigator.
Not even a, it doesn't require much since we're following roads. So, but yeah. Let's see if that, Navigator.
Let's see how successful you are. You're at Westgate, which means most people who are here are departing or perhaps looking for work. So, go ahead and make a rumor test.
Rumor test.
This will be routine.
All right. Routine rumor
test. Can I assist?
Sure, certainly. Why not?
Red is always in my tens place. Red is my tens place. I'm 61. I rolled an 03, so
nice.
We're good.
Well, you meet someone who is more than happy to assist you on the road. He knows the way between here and Hastings, but he prefers to go any further west. I'm not going through the Steadwall. Are you mad? But here in Hastings, no problem. He's a local.
Want to be a teamster? Would that be the closest?
Sure, why not?
Wage?
Yeah.
That's a straight shot, though. Right?
About 3 days to Hastings.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to go there. Maybe he has no business in far west.
I can show you how to get to Hastings, right, at least.
Yeah.
I know the roads well enough to travel back and forth.
Alright. You got to, 28 brass a day. You provide your own food.
He agrees. So what we'll do in this case is we will, since you get a hireling at this point, we will allow, we'll allow Alistair to play the role of guide and use navigation as if he had once got ranked in it.
Nice. Good move, brother. Yeah. Pretty intelligent. I assume all of us are willing to throw in the community funds towards the towards this man's wages.
It's, yeah,
28 brass a day. Don't get cheap ass.
I'll throw in 5 shilling.
That's plenty. All right.
I was going to say, put the boss's foot in this bill. He's still got 5 coins of mine. Here we go. Beautiful.
Looks like you've made your business in Durendal, the Master Wolfgang says.
Hope we're not too far behind in schedule.
No, we're just fine. Just a few final preparations here before we hit the road. Is there anything else we need to attend to before we leave Durendal?
Have we acquired our horses yet?
Yes.
Okay.
There will be palfreys, one and all, for each of you.
You get a palfrey.
I'm not saying I'm looking this gift horse in the mouth, but I literally am going to be looking this gift horse in the mouth. So I'm checking it out. Use a handle animal test to kind of get a feel for it.
Did not make any skill tests because there's no real risk of failing.
Okay.
Good horse. It's got some years on it. It's not a nag by any means. Okay. It's roadworthy.
Okay.
If it smells blood or there's a gunshot, it'll probably bolt. Unless you try to control the horse, but
hey,
these horses were rented.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I appreciate you doing what you did, even though you didn't want to. And it was obviously a bad idea. So, when we get back from this, and it comes time to pay off the animal mender, I'm paying for it.
Alright.
A month of stabling.
Yeah, I think I wrote down the stabling for that. It's normally 8 brass pennies a day.
Hey.
So it's not bad. I mean, it's not expensive. I mean, you're going to pay more on like whatever provisions they paid or used.
Sure, but...
yeah, 3 times the normal amounts to...
I made that call. I'm owning up to it.
Alright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. He's still a bit upset about it, but he appreciates it.
Is there anything I can help with before we strike out? Any questions you may have? Good for the dialogue wheel. Wait until they all gray out.
Gray out all these dialogue wheels.
Any dangers upon the road we need to worry about?
Yeah, he says plainly. People know about the Baroness's intentions.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the courts. She's going to make what they've called the Great Proclamation.
Yeah.
Here in just a few nights. And the people of Durendal will know. It'll no longer be rumor. It'll be truth. Nobody dare strike out against her grace in the streets or her people. On the road, it's a different story.
Aye.
Everyone's on board with this secession.
And is the precious cargo going to be on top of that? As he points to the monstrosity.
I'm sorry?
Is the precious cargo going to be up there?
She'll be in. Of course. Safe. Safe as can be.
So as long as we keep anybody from reaching the ship, it should be fine.
I'm not one to tell you how to do your soldiering.
This question, it's not.
Suppose you do what all soldiers do, you figure it out in the moment.
Really? But if she was riding on the ground on the horse, I'd have different ways. That's all I'm saying.
She'll be up on the ship. She'll be safe on the Mighty Line.
Good. Any of you have any questions?
I'll just move my horse up to the front.
Relevant questions.
All right, then.
I think we're all set.
I'll start divvying up duties. Krung's going to see to keeping... Sorry, let me step back here for a second. I'm going to be up ahead, watching where we're going, leading us to where we need to go. Who's going to go with me?
Who's this speaking?
This woman? Is, sorry, my apologies. This is Master Copper. Someone's riding with me. Who's going to be?
No.
Yeah. Scouting.
I think he means leading the way.
That's right.
Scouting.
Following the maps.
That's what that is, boss.
No, he's talking about following the maps.
Oh. Scouting's what you do on top.
We've got an island.
I gotta say, me and this boy. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess I'll be on top.
Who's gonna ride with Krung up? Who's gonna ride with Sammy on the ship? Up top, looking out.
I guess that's me.
Krung's gonna see the cat, Rosa. Excuse me. Krung's gonna see to the provisioning, keeping the camp.
I'll see to it.
Oh, you.
So we've got Warren as a survivalist with Krung. We've got Alistair as a guide with Master Hugo. And we've got Banneker as a lookout with Sammy up top on the night line. The rest of you, keep an eye out. Commander Tannenfelder has 20 men strong. Will be riding some number of miles ahead of us. Nothing's going to be coming that way. But as I said, everyone is along for the ride with the Baroness's intentions. If they're going to strike, they're going to strike on the road. It's not going to happen in the city walls. The Baroness has powerful enemies.
I'll post up on the rear.
I'm going to buy a sack of apples. I just want to mention that.
A satchel of apples?
Yes.
You can certainly do that.
Because I'm thinking about attempting to train this horse as we go.
Yes,
it's the barrel of pickled fish of B&B. You guys remember that? The second edition provisions.
Yep.
They were really cheap, but it was a lot of pickled fish.
Pickled fish.
I can get a barrel of cod for 14 silver shillings.
That's it.
That's it. That's the same reference. You can get it.
And a 10-foot ladder.
Your horse will not eat that cod.
A 10-foot ladder, please.
My favorite is always the water.
I can lead the horse to water, but I can't make any cod.
I'm a codfish.
That old codder.
Our guide is going to be Alistair. Our survivalist.
I love that.
It's going to be Warren.
That's a pretty cool way to handle the...
Their scout. Stealth. No, stealthy sneak.
Just the handling, the hireling is basically...
Is
you're paying X number of money for a silk kill rank. Smart.
Easy way to handle it.
And get to navigation.
Okay.
I thought there was a looking glass in
there.
There it is. I'm
going to
buy a looking glass.
Clearly, Ralston's up there.
Yeah. what are they called?
Spy glass? Glass?
Spy. Yeah, looking glass, what I thought.
Are those expensive?
Nope.
Same as having
I haven't spent any money.
The Madeline grunts and groans as you hear this.
I'm sorry.
As the large woman and Warren begin to tend to the oxen, as there are two score who begin to pull, kind of trudging in the mud. It isn't until all of the yokes become, or the ropes become taut between the yokes, that they kind of brace against this great galley borne upon wagon wheels and frame, and they seem to struggle at first until they hear this whoosh, as this whip kind of snapped overhead, whoosh, whoosh, as Harung and Warren are urging the steeds on, and then suddenly the groaning of this huge thing birthed upon the wagons begins to shudder and move
much
along the road.
Yes.
Yes, much cursing. Curse!
Serpent turf.
That's right.
The only curse about the mummy is your pocketbook.
And with that, you strike out midday autumn, leaving the great cauldron of Dorinda behind, leaving behind the soot-stained prophet, the going-ons with the saltpetermen, the night soil collective and their doings, and all that has happened in your month's stay in Dorindal, leaving all of your enemies and all of your friends behind. Dorindal quickly fades beyond the ridge of a mountain, and you can only see the smoke and soot rising from a great recess where you know the city kind of rests as you strike out west toward Hastings. It takes a great amount of effort for the oxen to draw this monstrosity along the road as it kind of moves at a very slow and methodical pace. The horses that are just slightly faster than a slow gait, kind of trotting along the side as you share small words here and there, and you pass these smaller surrounding villages beyond Dorindal's reach. It's like an airship. Final Fantasy VII when you finally in the city.
It's not, no.
It's like Final Fantasy music.
It's overland map.
When you finally leave Midgar,
it's
that
overland map music.
Yeah.
It is. Sorry, I mean, I was thinking about the entire time.
That's the travel music from Sirenscape. Thank you, Sirenscape. It's a cat tar. Oh no!
Oh no! Another six.
That's right. So now you leave Dorinda behind, and it will be almost a month until after you return. If you're simply going to kill Tyrion and return him the same day, by then it'll be winter. It'll be December.
Well, I mean, above board, it shouldn't take 2 weeks to get back, because we won't be dragging this horrible thing, right?
Well, maybe not. I'll leave it alone.
Find out.
Next time.
But we will first need to make our first round of tests. I believe our guide is going to be Alistair. Now, the rogue would normally not be too arduous, because it is not a pain rope, but it is marked, without a doubt. But given that it's been raining pretty heavily over the past few weeks, and that there's basically bringing a fucking ship west, borne upon land, it's going to make the terrain hard. So it's a hard navigation test, Alistair.
Alright. So should I assume that we just use my ability scores and just act like I have one skill rank in navigation?
Yep, that's how you treat it. That's right. Makes it easy. Yeah.
Alright, guys. This is going to be tough.
Not to get this thing stuck in the mud.
Yeah, 34% chance. Red first. We're at 7. We'll roll the 7.
Dang, son!
A success.
I need your dice.
Great success.
I've only rolled criticals the last three sessions.
As for tending to the animals and to the team of oxen that is drawing the Madeline beyond the roads and looking to the camp and seeing to the provisions, Warren, it's going to be a hard survival test.
All right.
Too bad I am currently at ignore two skill ranks.
Tired, so, are we?
That'll put me at 29%.
Bah.
But I rolled a 23.
But that's a success.
Nice. Not a bad start. Banneker, that's your height up here, watching out for danger. Making sure the party hasn't jumped any interlopers on your path is going to be a hard stealth test.
Do I get any bonuses for using a looking glass?
Sure, why not? I'll give you an additional skill rank.
Nice. Dig it. Okay, hard six. I have a 46. And roll a 61. Reroll it.
You can reroll it if you want to.
Use a fortune point. When you reroll, indicate whether you're using a trait, talent, or a fortune point.
Okay. I am in the future, using everyone. Fortune point.
It's like a misfortune.
And I fail again. No benefits from these other folks?
No.
Yep.
I thought
we were just muscle.
They hired us to help do it. We're the best.
Nobody rides for free.
All right.
Besides them. But I'm not.
The day will turn to night. And so on and so forth, as this trek is not all that easy. Fortunately, following the advice of the hireling and his know-how, he will begin to kind of show you the right path, what roads to avoid, how to get around some patches of trees that may harry or trap the Madeline along the road as you are contending with something that is very, very uncommon, one could say almost unique, as you're literally burying an aerostat, a defunct aerostat. To the west is a gift fit for a baron. So you will manage to, at least as your travel to Hastings, will not require any additional provisions. You won't get lost. You won't go on the wrong route. It's very good. Yeah. As for keeping to the animals, intending keeping up conservation, ensuring that you rest well along the way. You did succeed, Warren. So anytime you awaken during this time, you always awaken unhindered. Save for... Actually, no, I think you're fine too, aren't you?
It's urban environment.
You're right. That's right. There is a sense of calm, Elisa, that you feel out here in the wilderness. So you have everyone will be able to recover to unhindered while they rest outside until you reach Hastings in a few days.
And Elisa was still injured, correct?
You were lightly injured, but
she was
moderately.
Yes, but you are traveling, so you have not the time to tend to it.
Could I use my feast or famine trait to cook her nice meals?
If you decide to strike camp, you may do so.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll do that.
Or sorry, make camp. Yes, once you begin traveling, you cannot enter. In essence, you're traveling. It's narrative time. There are no other skill tests that you make during that time unless something gets amiss. It's narrative time. It's not structured time.
Gotcha.
Well, the cacti attacks, but
yeah.
What's
that?
Cacti. 1,000 needles.
That's right.
If they attack, yeah, that's right. You know.
As for Banneker and Rung, sorry, not Rung, but Sammy.
Sammy.
You're keeping lookout on top of the ship. You're watching out for danger. You're trying to kind of issue good orders back to Alistair and the hired hand to ensure that they're kind of making the right choices, staying out of line of sight. But and maybe it's just because you're on this giant fucking ship, but you all fail at your test along the way. So you oftentimes find along the path that you were surprised to come up on shepherds or bands of merchants moving this way and that. Maybe it's just the mist that's kind of clinging to the ground, or you're kind of being out of your element, Banneker. Overall...
Nope, there's one.
What's that?
They're already on top of
this. That's right. Oh, no. But nonetheless, because he failed, it will increase the threat level by an additional d6. So, everyone who took a roll on needs to roll 2d6 chaos dice. If any land on the 6, something may go bad. Uh-oh. How many did you get?
Eight.
One.
All right. Four and one.
Don't touch my dice. What are you doing? So it looks like... Okay, so Alistair, you rolled a 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four and three.
Before we get to that, one. Though, we must determine the hardship of the road upon everyone. Everyone must attempt a hard toughness test to withstand physical peril. It is a hard road. It is not... Actually, I'm sorry. Let's make that challenging. Because... Yeah, that's be challenging. I think that's fine.
Critically succeeded.
Nice!
Success.
32.
Any rerolls? No?
Yeah, I'm
going to
reroll.
High five.
With a fortune point?
With a fortune point.
Okay.
So you, sir, get a misfortune.
All right. Well, no.
Nope, still
fail.
Okay.
You don't have a good chance.
Who failed? Raise your hand.
That half of the tail.
The road is...
I failed everything today.
Hard.
I don't even know what a success is.
It's been a few days at this point, and you're feeling... a bit out of sorts. Maybe it's just you spent so much time in the city. Maybe it's just the road genuinely is hard. Maybe it's because the weather is not cooperating. Overall, it's just kind of an uncomfortable ride, an uncomfortable trip. The company you're keeping, they're a little bit cagey at times. They're not unfriendly. They're just kind of mostly all business. It's really hard to kind of break through to them. So it doesn't make the trip all that easy upon all of you. As those who failed will gain 15 physical peril.
Jesus.
Suffer physical peril. Yeah.
What? Here's another misfortune point for you, as I'm going to use a fortune point to go back up. Because I did hit ignore one, and I want
to... Yeah, remember, you can spend a fortune point to immediately move one step up the peril condition track right now. Immediately after you suffer peril or damage. Immediately after.
Boom, boom.
Ignore one doesn't help me, though.
What's that?
No, it wouldn't help me move up, so what's the point?
Nah. Yeah, to ignore two.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still screwed.
I'm going to ignore one.
Right? Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, your travels... are tough. And it's a good thing that there's no critical failure on the part of Banneker, or else this could have been far, far worse. I believe that Alistair was the one who rolled the Fury die, the cast die, from Land on a 6.
Correct.
I would like for you to roll... D100. All right. Let's find out what happens.
What did my critical success do on the toughness test?
Oh, my apologies. Move yourself up one step on the paracondition track.
Mm-hmm. All right, so red is still the 10th place. Mm-hmm.
68. You were traveling on an old road along the way. And you're breaking across a moorland. It's probably sometime early that morning. You're a bit tired, a bit worn out. Every morning you basically wake up at the same peril condition track. For those who failed. And you hear this kind of clattering of iron pots and baying of a mule. As kind of slowly crawling up the hill as a trader and his pony, drawing a two-wheel cart lamb of all manner of goods upon it. He is slowly, he kind of almost stops dead in his tracks, and you don't even see it, Banneker. You're like, oh shit. Like, you realize that they're almost in the middle of the road as this team of oxen are coming that direction. And you just passed by this small village, so it wouldn't be too surprising to find somebody out here along the way. However, you did not see them coming. In fact, none of you saw this person coming. And it kind of happened upon him, kind of haphazardly. He will move his cart and pony to the side. If you wish to pass, or if you wish to speak, stop and speak, you may do so as well. You're only 2 days out.
He's terrified by...
he seems mostly just kind of awestruck at what he's seeing.
And why wouldn't he?
He's not sure really what to make of it, in fact.
He and us both. Yeah. Just give sort of a nod and a quick acknowledgement, nothing.
No, wait. I'll wait till he's like upon me. Oh, Alistair, there's a man down there.
I run over to him and
I'll give him the thumbs up without looking back.
Yeah, I'll go say hi. Basically.
Yeah, why not?
Just a guy.
You will approach and he'll take a couple steps back. Oh, there, he says.
Howdy.
What in the blazes is this?
It's a gift for a baron.
A gift for a baron? Mm-hmm. A mighty baron he must be. He says, marveling at the Madeline.
Never met him, so can't verify, but so they say. But,
which way are you heading, west?
Alright, yeah, we're heading west. We have not yet reached Hastings, right? We're on our way to Hastings.
Oh, you're a few days out.
How are the roads that way? You come from there?
Bit wet.
Alright, the rain the other day?
I ran and couldn't non-stop out here.
Well, it is Ravania. I don't know if it does anything else here.
That's right, that's right. You notice that he's wearing a heavy cloak to conceal his face and that his... And that the clattering up on the back of his wagon is clattering is coming from old beaten wooden shields, bent swords, and battered armor.
Well, where are you heading?
This way and that.
That seems about the right of it.
Kind of points up the off the road. There's an old lake up this way. I've been picking it for about a month and a half. All matter of things are washing down from the ponds.
Really?
That's right.
Like all that?
Yeah. You know, back when the Jennies and the Dupre were in each other's throats.
I heard tale of those, yeah. Those days.
Not far from here, it was a big old fight.
I'm surprised there's anything left to pick.
Most of them lay dead in the ponds or drowned in the lake. But these rains, they've been washing all kinds of manner of things up. I've been picking it clean.
Well, looks like fortune's smiling on you.
Mine, Father bless.
Well, they say it's better to be lucky than good.
Indeed. Well... like your soldiering type. Maybe you should take a look at my wares. Tell me your names.
I'll take a look. What was that last part? I missed it.
Tell me your names. Where are you from?
Name's Harper Clavager.
The Paladin, he says.
Oh, no, not me. That's my father.
Your father's the Paladin.
That sure is.
Well, it's an honor. They call me Rafe.
Nice to meet you, Rafe. Well, I'll take a look here as I'll get off the palfrey.
I think we're still moving, right?
Yeah, I assume they're still moving. Like, I'll catch up.
Sure. There's manner of beaten shields that are emblazoned with images of minor houses. You find a few peppered in, a symbol of the Genevieve on one shield. and one that appears to be a red knight upon it.
Any of that have the markings of the Duprey?
No.
A
model, isn't it? He pulls down all of the markings of the red knight.
Huh. I think I heard tail or something like that.
Oh, yes. The RK.
Hmm.
My house. Hangs it back up on the side of the wagon.
Yeah. All kinds of famous names come from that time.
Well, is there anything else, Master Clavager?
Oh, no, no. Thanks for showing me. But, I got a clink clink. I just got a brand new shield.
Okay, then.
But you have a great day, all right? Travel safe.
Take care, take care. He will head along the way, and he will actually not go back out into the fields where he was, but he'll actually head east, back toward the surrounding environs of Durandal. You eventually catch up with the others.
Yep.
You draw forward, and the oxen are kind of... You can hear the thundering of the hooves of the oxen as you're moving betwixt all the great fields of the girdle.
Bone picker. Old vultures. I've seen many in my day back when I was camp following. Do you have anything interesting to say?
Oh, well, he had some old beat-up shields and swords. He was talking about how there was a lake over yonder that... I guess there was an old battle between the Ginnies and the Duprays when they was fighting back in the days, and, well, I guess these storms have been washing up all kinds of things, and, well, I guess he got lucky and found a few.
Isn't that the problem now? They're fighting again?
Well, I don't think that's anything new.
Oh, it's just a sword.
I mean, but now they fight with daggers and cloaks and poisons. I mean, like, they're marshaling units. Yet...
Oh. Knock on this thing.
Knock on the
no,
side.
No, it's like they're not marshaling
boom,
anything.
Boom, we're like a...
Anything of interest?
Well, I mean, he has some old shields. You ever heard of the Red Knight?
Stanton Arcay?
That's him.
Huh.
Had a shield with his emblem on it.
I remember some story, but they all bleed together.
Well, from my memory, he was kind of a right bastard. Killed a whole lot of men. Got a whole lot of men killed.
I'm going to try and think back on any stories I'd heard about, like, in between Durandal and Hastings and any battles.
Go ahead and make a folklore test. This test will be probably easy for you.
Okay. Folklore!
The horse chortles.
Easy.
Nay. Says, nay.
Nay, you remember nothing.
Nay!
63. And 68 won't do it. No, I don't remember.
Well, you pull up the wool a bit, and some of the names kind of bleed together, and you ever heard something about Stanton R.K., or was it Clayton R.K., or was it Stanton R.K., his son? There's two of them, you think.
Yeah.
There's three. You can't remember.
Wait, there was more than just one.
I think you're about right in there. Father, then a son.
Was Stanton the father, or was it Clayton?
I can't quite remember. I could flip a coin for you, but I wouldn't swear on it.
Oh, what difference does it make?
It makes all the difference.
History's important.
No, it's all dead men and whatnot. What's important is now eating, getting on with it.
No, what's important is remembering it. Because if once you... forgotten by all men who are living, that's when you're truly dead.
Well, that's a morbid way of thinking of things.
Can I attempt to figure this out to stop this argument?
Sure. Roll a folklore test. This test for you, are you Aridane or...
Romanian.
Okay, yeah, it'll be routine for you.
I don't think a 70's going to do it.
A man would sire
she stays
some...
quiet.
A man could sire remember. Some children and pass his valleys along. It just goes along.
Right.
On for generations.
What was the name of
long
that
after
man
you
we
forget.
Killed back in Penumbra?
Right, but once that old yachter dies and remembers his name, he's truly dead.
Yep.
I'm not saying there's nothing beyond this world. I mean, on this world.
Well, I just got one question for you, boss. Can you remember any of the kings from the Second Age? Just name one. Okay. That's how important history is.
I mean, that was a long time ago. That was, what, a couple hundred years ago now?
That is history.
Actual history. I don't know. I mean, which age was the Six Companions in?
I mean, be fair.
First age, right? Second age?
Third age?
Well, you see what Banneker's getting at. It doesn't make no difference.
Well, why would I have been taught his kings?
Well, I'm sure it's all in a history book somewhere. If you wanted to look at it, you could.
I mean, Ravania is Ravania. But okay.
I mean,
listen. I was just trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Who were the people that stepped off the plumb to the first shore?
Your point's made. Your point's made.
Your people. You hear that Master Copper says as he approaches the horse.
Well, there were people here before. People that stepped on the first shore.
We'll take the time to break now, he says as the oxen draw to a slow stop, lathered and frothing, their frothy mouths frothing, and their tongues lolling out as they're worn down.
Is it sunset?
No, it's about midday. You've done this several times along the path.
Gotcha. How many days in are we?
Three.
So we're basically should be close to...
You're very close to Hastings, yeah.
Well, system help handling any animals.
Maybe Warren and Rum have that, are taken care of.
Okay.
That's their duties.
How far away from that lake are we?
Let's eat something.
Maybe... I don't know. You didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I just pointed over yonder.
How long do we stop for when we do stop?
About a half hour.
I'm going to go check on the barrister.
You want to take a quick ride?
She'll actually descend down.
No. Last time that happened, it didn't turn out too well. I'm going to stick to the road and take a nice low.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in seeing that lake.
Nope. We'll let the past lie where it is. Focus more on the future.
The barrister will descend from the ship down to the ground.
Did any of the 13 follow us?
Not that you've seen.
Okay.
Or I should say, not that Banneker has seen.
Okay, because I didn't know, like, hanging out past.
You're assuming Banneker's seen nothing.
Okay.
Banneker feels sure of that. You usually don't know if you fail these sort of tests. It just kind of unfolds
before
you. I mean,
the path, I mean, it's really been clear all day. I just missed that crazy miser. Now the bone picker, I mean.
Well, tis a bit early to be stopping, don't you think? The barrister says. It's not even midday, she says.
Well, you gotta water the oxen.
It wasn't us who decided to stop, but we're just doing what we're told.
These old beasts can't do it all day long. They gotta take a break here now, then.
Something making you uneasy about it?
No, it's just a bit earlier than we stopped yesterday.
Hmm.
I've been keeping time, she says.
I suppose there's not much else to do in there, is there? Reading would be difficult.
Not easy. It is a magnificent view, though. You get a good look across all the grand vista that you would see across the girdle.
It's a shame you're not a painter, then.
Not everyone can be the son of Phelan the Bard, she says.
You know,
let's not split hairs on that one.
I think I've been bringing up the rear too much. I don't think we've introduced ourselves. The name's can I tell what social class she is by looking at her? I'm assuming high class, but
she speaks very plainly.
Oh, okay.
She's a murderer.
Name's Tarwin Forrester.
Yes, we became acquainted in the Baroness's court, if you recall, Master Forrester.
Oh, forgive me, there was a lot of pressure for someone of my standing, so...
You seem to stand well on your own.
Not in there. But, I appreciate your forgiveness nonetheless.
You did look like a fish out of water, as most of you did.
Mm.
I don't blame you. I felt the same way when I first came into the courts of Her Grace.
What found you in that cult?
Patronage. She has seen to my education, and I felt it right to come and to pay tribute to her. She has sponsored my studies since I was a child. You, looking at Barrister Rosalia, you would place her maybe 25 years of age. Whoa. She's younger than the Baroness. The Baroness is probably in her 40s.
Does she have the look? She's got the look.
What do you mean?
I make sure not to make eye contact, is what he's saying.
No, it was the joke about the Baroness.
Wonder she has the magic, like...
She's got the look.
I came to the courts of Durendal when the Baroness was still Baroness Genevieve. Some number of years ago, when I finished my studies abroad, I received my certificate of practice from the High Ministry, and this is my first assignment.
You're going to be a diplomat for your first assignment.
Indeed, she says.
This is a largest assignment for your first.
Quite a bit of pressure, yes.
Certainly, but I have sworn an oath to her grace.
Might I ask, how did she find you so young to be able to sponsor said education?
My lady, the girdle was in disarray for some number of years leading up to the rise of the Unifier. Before the king was called the Unifier, he was still just simply Sir Cassander Malister, east of here in Old Lork. I, too, am from Old Lork. In fact, my uncle swore that we were distant cousins of some such of the Malisters, but I can see no such genealogy. Perhaps it's because I have fair skin and fair hair. As the king does.
Well, I mean, isn't that a lot of everything? That I have fair skin and fair hair?
It's a joke, she says, placing her hand upon your shoulder.
Ah.
Do not worry. You need not perform for me, Master Forrester. I am not her grace. We are born of common stock, you and I.
Okay, well...
Your father, General Dismas.
Yeah.
He too is from this land.
That he is.
Mm-hmm. I must say, I am a bit awestruck to be in your presence.
Like, he looks as if the world had, just turned upside down to kind of hear that. We were just doing what we was told, you know. We serve, all men serve. Yeah.
Warren is almost seemingly looking directly toward the sun as your eye is fixing it beyond the light. You're trying to focus and find the Leviathan's eye. He's kind of looking toward there, beyond the clouds, looking for it in earnest. Mm-hmm. You know it somewhere must be somewhere. Algo must be hiding it. The light must be hiding it. Well, at night you will see it there again.
Yeah, see... See, my father, he's a good one, you see. He's better than me, for sure. He's still got both his eyes.
My condolences. As I understand it, he passed.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made it through with his eyes.
Terrible thing that happened in the West.
It is. Yeah, it was... But, I don't feel like talking about it.
Fair enough. But to answer your question, m'lady, I am bearing a great responsibility. But I am prepared. I've spent my whole life preparing for this moment. There is nothing greater standing before us than to see Her Grace ascend. wear the crown of queen that is rightfully deserved.
I suppose we'll do our best not to cock it up for you then.
All you need to do is agree to take me to Kael Tirion. My... The complexity of the diplomacy will take place between the Baron Arkay and I.
I'll stand clear then.
I'll make sure to leave that all to you.
Such a grand gesture on the part of our Baroness. This.
You're the Baroness.
Or Grace. She says she Grace herself.
I think there's an heirloom of the Baron going on down that way.
No, I checked. They didn't have any Dupre. They had some Ginny stuff, but
didn't she say okay?
Yeah, then there was that shield with the red knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
The peddler.
I was speaking of the Baron, and Kael Tirion.
Yeah. Didn't you say okay? I think from what you said, that goes.
You think he might like that? I can go catch him. I'd probably ride back.
No, you mistake me. The gift. She points toward the Madeline.
I was just saying from a simpler time. I mean, there was a peddler. He had this old shield.
Oh, I saw it all.
Oh, all right.
She's looking toward Banneker. I saw everything. No, it's fine.
All right, well. Sure, couldn't cost too much as old and beaten as it is. But sentimental, a lot of times, adds a lot of value.
Yes. Well, I do not think that the Baron would appreciate the shield of one of his father's dead soldiers. But it is a fine gesture to think of, though, and I'm certain that he would appreciate it.
Far too simple a gift for a Baron, I'd say.
Far too simple of a thought, indeed. She corrects you.
Frankly, every man needs a shield. Seems highly practical to me.
Kael Tirion is the strongest of shields in the West.
I have a figure that you're giving him something he already owns.
Correct. No, I don't know that a small cart of a merchant who's been just compiling from the dead would possibly serve as a gift for a Baron.
Yeah.
I feel that I will have a good handle on the Baron Stanton. I think we are of similar mind. I know what he wants, and he knows what Her Grace wants. It's Roland of Balian Abbey that I fear an act of diplomacy with.
Oh. And why? I thought he was in good standing with the Baroness.
Roland is an Aluronite. He is agnostic in his loyalties. And if he has any loyalty, it is to the Baron and his dead father, the Red Knight.
Mayhap we get the shield for him.
I trouble you with my own burden. I am sorry.
It's our job to see you to safety, and I assume diplomacy also is involved in somewhat your safety.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have more to talk about that after we leave Hastings.
Being as we're citizens in Durandal now, I suppose that should be in our purview, so to speak. Things like this will be coming more and more important as time goes on.
Do not be so hasty, Grawlstetter. We will speak more once we reach the Steadwall. I would like to bend your ear after I've had some time to think.
Sure.
Of course.
All right.
Well, now, I think we've had just about enough time here. You hear that, Master Wolfgang says. Shall we? He looks toward Warren.
All right, get your asses in gear, you dumb oxen.
Warren and Harung, this monstrously tall woman, go back to the front of the oxen train and will begin to urge them forward, and we will close out here. For the evening. So everyone gets 100 reward points. And I don't think there was any corruption tonight. So that's an order rate for everyone.
Yay.
Wow. Yay, talkie episode.
There, well, you will inevitably be revisiting some old history of Aglador in the upcoming chapters. Some of the old politics of the Girdle.
Yep.
Sharpen your swords and sharpen your blades. These dogs need to shut up. Stop it, dog. Stop, dog.
Curious.
Alright. So, next week we'll continue with Queen of Embers.
Right.
This is episode 34. We will see you all next week. Thank you for your patronage, guys. 200. How much are we at now?
We are 201 right now.
201! Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.